the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey everyone, welcome to the program. We are so glad to have you on board for the Modern Money Show with our good friend, President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. It is always good to hear your voice, Peter. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, doing well over here. Excited for today's show. We have a lot to cover. Sit back and relax and make sure you call in for that special offer when we do hand out some books. So
we're going to do it.
Here we go.
Yep. The number, everyone, just so you have it ready, we are going to give some books out today, is 1-800-880-8079. We're going to start talking about our younger people today, Peter, and I think that this is so important. I know you have kids. I have kids. Mine are a little bit older than yours are. It is never too early to start saving. And there's an article out that suggests most parents are not confident they can teach their kids about investing. And we've talked to some advisors about this. How do you get your children started at any age that they really learn about why we should be investing? What is compounding? All of those things. And a lot of the parents that they studied just flat out say they don't know where to start. In fact, 22% of parents say they are completely confident in their ability to teach their children. And that is a low number, Peter, only 22%. And that's probably someone who has a finance background, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Without a doubt.
How do you talk to your clients about getting their kids on board?
Well, you know what? At some point, you do want to make sure communication across your plan. Of course, there will be a day, God forbid, that happens to you. You're going to have beneficiaries. And those beneficiaries kind of have to have some kind of an idea of where things are, why certain things were set up the way they were, the consequences if you do not understand how to take the money out the right way, what's taxable, what's not. So there's a lot of pros and cons involved. But when it comes to communication, I feel like it's so important where, especially today's age, where those who are boomers, those who are retired or about to retire, there had to be one or two mistakes you might have possibly made.
Yeah.
And if there was a mistake, I don't care how it was. Maybe it was saving too late in life, or maybe it was not saving enough, or not getting the debt out of the way. Whatever it was, these are all things that we learn from. And if you're not learning from something, then there is something wrong. Okay. So that's the success of your future is understanding what you're learning from. And these things should be passed on to the younger generation or even your beneficiaries so they can make sure they don't make those same mistakes.
I found this very interesting. I think it might skew a little high, but all else being equal, and that's important here, all else being equal, 74% of parents surveyed said they would move their children to a different school if it offered financial education and investment courses. I want to talk about that. I am still stunned at the lack of finance and investment education we see in our schools. I remember back when I was in high school 100 years ago, Peter, they did have FBLA for Future Business Leaders of America. We did have junior achievement where they would bring in like professionals from the quote real world who would teach us about APR and your first car loan and stuff like that. But that was more extracurricular. That was not something built into the school curriculum. And you know, we could have the argument, you know, what would you throw out to bring in financial education? I can tell you, I think that should be at the very top of the list of what we're teaching our kids as early as middle school. Honestly, before they get that first credit card, before they get their first auto loan, all of those things.
It should be a class or course, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
It should be part of the educational system. And unfortunately, it's not. And so many people actually ask me, Peter, can you hold a class or can you come to talk to our group? So I actually, for my children, one of my oldest, they had bring your dad to school day. And I had to actually talk to the whole class. And what I did was I spoke for 1 hour and I taught these young children, almost 10 years young. And I taught a class for 1 hour, the basics of saving and the basis on understanding the value of a dollar. And I kid you not, I got tremendous feedback from very, very young children. Tremendous feedback. And it was fun. It was I thought it was fun for myself doing something different like that.
Yeah.
But it was actually a fun topic. And for some reason, I do not know why this cannot be incorporated.
So one of the questions that I have, I don't know that I'd ever seen this, but I understand that these things exist. We didn't do this. It says, for children and grandchildren, discuss custodial Roth IRAs for minors. Can you open a Roth for your child? And if so, how does that work?
Sure. Well, there are certain things that you have to do. You have to show proof of income.
Okay.
So for us, we kind of do it because my kids actually come here throughout the year. They do some things around the office, like they're shredding paper or they're doing some filing for us and things like that. So we actually put them to work. You know, they're not full time, of course, but you have to show some kind of proof of they're actually working for your business or your company. And I'm sure they could do something at the grocery store on the weekends, and they could help people put their groceries in the bags, and that's actually a line of work. So these are all things that's actually possible. As long as you show that proof, yes, you can put those monies into a Roth IRA. And that's actually a phenomenal, phenomenal technique of saving for sure.
You know, I look back and especially if, you know, my parents had, they invested very well over the years, Peter, but when we were raising our children, they didn't have a lot of spare income. And so for Christmas and birthdays and stuff, my mom loves to shop. She loved to spoil those kids. Looking back, oh, how I wish they had just done $50 toward a Roth for every single birthday or Christmas or special occasion, even you know, squirreling some money away in an account like that so that it grows for college or other expenses or just to get them started on a retirement account, like for way down the line. Even if you want to do a savings account of some form or fashion, I think a lot of people are nodding their heads now agreeing like, yes, get that done instead of stuff, you know, instead of going to Walmart and buying the latest, you know, Lego set, kick $50 into one of those accounts and then watch that thing grow as the children grow.
I want to share something with you. So, and I think this is something great for all our listeners. I want you to take 2 minutes or 3 minutes. I want you to go online.
Yeah.
I want you to type into Google. I want you to type in compound calculator.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you to go check out any kind of these sites. There's some very well-known sites like Investopedia and things like that. Go to a very well-known site. And in the calculator, I want you to put a dollar amount. I don't care if it's 100 bucks or 50 bucks. And then I want you to do a contribution every month. Let's say it's 20 bucks a month or 50 bucks a month. And I want you to look at what it looks like, that account value, in 15, 20 years from now. Okay. And I'm telling you that the secret sauce that people that they misunderstand how it works is the compound effect of how fast your money can grow, especially you don't pay attention to and don't look at it. Just let it go automatically. A compound effect is very, very powerful.
I've heard even if you start putting a penny away when you're like 5 years old or something, and you do that every day or once a week or something like that. And then, you know, you wake up one day and, oh my gosh, you have this entire pot of gold. And we didn't do it like that. Peter, I'm telling you, by the time you start thinking, oh, we probably need to save for the kids, we did as well as we could as young as we were starting out, starting that family. But you know this, I'm right in the thick of it now. We still have two more to get through college. Two of them are out of college. We still have two more to get through college.
Wow.
One of them is a freshman. One of them is a junior. And I always tell people this, if you think you are saving enough money for college, you are likely not. Some of you are. Like if you know, I have friends whose parents or grandparents were independently wealthy and they just handled college. Like, and if that's you, oh my gosh, I don't know that people understand what an enormous gift that is to not have to worry about that, because we saved enough to have a pretty decent amount away for all four of those kids, we thought. But I'm telling you, by the time the second one started, and certainly the time the third one started, we were robbing Peter to pay Paul. We were taking some of the money, which you can do in the four different accounts, just to try to keep up for, you know, number two and number three, and now we're self paying for number four. It, even if you start squirreling away $50 a month, and then have family contribute to that, I think it will be a lot easier for a lot of our listeners when that time comes. And it goes like that, Peter. I know you have young ones. You are going to wake up and bam, those kids are going to be in college. It happens so fast.
I know. And that's the thing, especially when it comes to making sure you're taking the time out and spending time with the family. And I'm very, very big when it comes to that. And I take that very seriously. But it's great that you went through process where a lot of families are going through.
Yeah.
And these are all things when your children are much older, these are things, you know, to share with them what you think made sense, what you think didn't make sense, what you would do differently. And this is actually a perfect example for our audience, so they understand how to guide the younger generation or their children to make great decisions going forward.
Why should people save for their retirement starting in their 20s, Peter? Obviously, it's easier to save. I think it's easier when you have fewer dollars coming in. I really do. I remember when I didn't make any money in my 20s, you know, you have a lot fewer responsibilities and a lot fewer bills before the kids come along. Is it too young to start mapping out a retirement plan that early?
Definitely not. I want to share something with you. I actually started saving myself at 15 years young.
No way.
I kid you not. And I remember like it was yesterday. I started saving my first real job at 15 years young. And I said to myself, okay, how do I take this money now? I don't want to spend it. I want to invest it. And that was my mindset.
Yeah.
At 15 years young. So in your 20s, that's actually a perfect time to start saving because you're going to have so much more time on your side. You're going to be so ahead of the average person. You're going to be less stressful in 20, 30 years from then. You're going to have so many opportunities at your fingertips where you're going to look back when you're 50 years young and 60 years young and have so much more control of your assets because you saved so much longer than the average person. So I think it's fantastic for those who are in their early 20s or even earlier to start thinking about saving and investing for sure.
And also normalize talking about these things, just normalizing the discussion. I think, you know, for our grandparents' generation and certainly beyond that, Peter, they weren't comfortable talking about money in any way, how much they had, what they were doing, how they were investing it. And I don't mean oversharing to the point that it's inappropriate, but
sure,
just sharing in a way that normalizes it even around the dinner table. To get especially younger people interested. And if you have someone in your life that you're thinking, yep, Peter needs to sit down, this could really benefit my son or my nephew, give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. And Peter, I know that we got some books laying around. We can ship out a copy of your book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, if they just call that number.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Give us a shout. I got some books flying off the shelf. I'll be happy to mail out a couple of them for today's show. But 100%, give us a call. Give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. Or even check out the website at pcbfinancial.com.
pcbfinancial.com. We're back with much more straight ahead.
You have enough things to worry about. Market volatility shouldn't be one of them. Make sure your retirement plan doesn't rely on the ups and downs of the market. Call Peter Bombara at 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Does your money need to get a job? You've worked hard for it, and it should work hard for you. Lazy money is just sitting there, not earning its keep. If you have lazy money lying around, call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 1-800-880-8079. You might have lazy money lurking in a savings account collecting very little interest, or in an old 401k that you haven't checked on in years, or maybe it's in a CD that could be earning more. Wherever your lazy money is, it's time for it to stop underperforming and to start carrying its weight. Peter Bombara and his team can help you find ways to put your money to work. Call them now at 1-800-880-8079. You could be leaving a lot of money on the table by allowing it to sit on the couch. Get your lazy money a job today. Call 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Taxes don't have to be a puzzle. With the right strategy, you can put the pieces together seamlessly. Connect with Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to ensure your financial picture is complete.
Hey, everyone. Welcome on back to the program. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bombara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We are here every single week, and we are so thrilled that you have joined us again. With a reminder, go to PCBfinancial.com or give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079. 880-8079. You will even ship them out a copy of your new book, Peter. You're writing them faster than I can read them, by the way.
Oh, yes. We have another one coming out in a couple of months, so stay tuned. I am excited.
So listen up. We're going to do some timely advice for anyone listening. If you are in your pre-retirement years right now, Peter, or maybe you are 5 years away, 1 year away from retirement, and that's also a reason to call Peter. Make sure your timeline matches the reality of the money that you have in the bank, right? And so there are about 10 things to check, really every year, 10 things to check when you are heading into your retirement, to review that plan. And Peter, you've said this, even if you're working with somebody else, a different financial advisor, give Peter a call. Peter, you can look under the hood and make sure everything is in order.
Absolutely. You want to make sure we're doing what's called a stress test. We want to be able to review what's in order, where you are, where you stand, especially if you feel like you're going to be retiring within a certain period of time. Please do not wait until the last minute to do a checkup. Okay. Do not do a smart money review checkup the last minute, because you want to have an idea. You know, what kind of areas that might need some more improvement, some adjustments? Can you do some tax planning? There's a number of different things. We call this a retirement puzzle. Please don't wait till the last minute. If you did, that's fine. We could talk more detail about it. But if you have a little bit more time on your side, now you're really making sure you are putting the retirement puzzle together the right way.
So here are some of the things to think about when it comes time right before retirement. And it's an easy checklist, Peter. Some of this stuff is not difficult stuff. It can be time consuming, but it doesn't have to be difficult. The first one is so simple. Make sure your information is up to date, including beneficiary designations. How many clients have you had that maybe are on their second marriage, or God forbid their third, and they forgot to change the beneficiary designation on their life insurance? It happens. And if something happens to you, the court will side with whatever's on that sheet of paper.
Yeah, that's not fun. Even also simple things like your kids move into a new home, change their address, or if you have a very, very old investment account, you know, and you have phone numbers on, there's a very good chance you had landline phone numbers. I don't know anyone who has a landline anymore these days. It's mostly cell phones. So make sure you update these things, and it could be a very simple service call to make sure it's updated so you don't have any headaches.
So make sure you're staying within your budget, especially if you are planning vacations. Leading into retirement, this is a hidden cost, Peter, because people might think, yeah, I'm going to fly to Chicago for 4 days, or I'm going to go golf in Phoenix for 5 days. It's always more expensive than you think it's going to be, and vacations is a big drain on that budget heading into retirement.
Yes. So this is the whole reason why we do planning in the beginning of the year.
Yep.
And at some point in the middle of the year, and sometimes at the end of the year. And these are reviews. Okay. It's a simple review in regards to what could be changed and what do you have coming up that could be a pretty expensive idea to that nest egg. These are all things you should be putting the little pennies at the side to make sure you are planning, and then it's within the budget. You know, whether it's one vacation, two vacation, or your bucket list items. These are just things you have to make sure you're accounting for, especially today when it comes to inflation.
Super important on the list, max out your retirement account contributions if you can. And once you are eligible, take advantage of catch-up contributions. Can you explain to our listeners how the catch-up contribution works? It's so important.
Catch-up contributions, if you're over the age 50, you are able to put more money towards your retirement. Now, here's another thing. Catch-up contributions is one thing. And let's say you were able to max out your 401k towards the end of the year. Let's call it October, November. Let's say you were able to put the max in. Now, those of you who have a beautiful 401k and you maxed out, congratulations. I want you to move on to the next step. The next step is understanding where in that 401k do you actually have a Roth IRA option.
Yeah.
Some of you might have noticed the past two and a half years, you finally have a Roth IRA option, your 401k.
The company's just kind of quietly added that. If you're not paying attention, go look.
very quiet. Then they're not promoting it. Again, there's a number of reasons as to why. Everyone probably agrees with me when it comes to the oops, when you retire, you're not so much in a lower tax bracket anymore, right? So they're trying to figure out quietly to move that Roth IRA into right. that 401k. So if you do have that option and if you don't know, please tomorrow or today, call your HR department or call your custodian, your 401k department, ask them, do I have an option to contribute to a Roth IRA inside of my 401k plan?
It doesn't make sense for everyone, but it makes sense for a whole lot of people, doesn't it, Peter?
Sure, 100%. If you're able to do it, do it. If you want more information on it, let us know. But we're just trying to be as general as possible for today's show because we don't know exactly who it makes sense for, who it doesn't. But I definitely recommend it because your beneficiaries will love you down the road.
1-800-880-8079 if you have questions. Let's talk about even looking to next tax season, open enrollment, charitable giving, required minimum distributions. It's always a good time to get ahead of financial events later in the year. And talk a little bit, Peter, about the difference between tax planning and tax preparing.
Oh, this is a good one. So when it comes to tax planning and preparing, so we know that we need guidance when it comes to tax season.
Yeah.
And one of the things we want to do is just make sure our taxes are filed. Boom, done, set and forget it. So this is all great and all, but are we actually taking the time to look into the overall plan to figure out, is there any room for improvement? Is there any room within that investment plan that you have you can save on taxation? So now is probably the best time to try to figure out, especially right now at the tax season, your accountants probably have some time in their hands and they can communicate with you better. So they're not rushing you to make sure your taxes are filed. So why don't you give them a shout, give them a call and say, hey, can you please communicate with my financial professional pro, or we could do it with you. And let's see if we have any more room for improvement when it comes to tax planning. Tax planning is a real thing.
Yeah.
You could probably save yourself a couple of extra bucks if you understand what you have in place. So there are investments that are more tax efficient than others, especially outside of retirement plans. There are great deductions when you itemize certain things the right way. It's all about communication. So if taxes is a concern to you, give us a call, 1-800-880-8079, and we could talk about the possibilities and possibly making a difference.
Finally, review your budget, your overall income, assets, debts, and other liabilities. Debts is a big one because, Peter, I think people, when they think debt, they think mortgage debt, or maybe you have a car payment, maybe you have a credit card. It can be bigger than that. And you will make sure in everyone's ledger, it is all laid out, your actual debt versus your actual income ratio, all of those things.
When we're doing what we call income planning, okay, the income is going to communicate with your expenses, right, or your budget. And we want to make sure if there are areas within your expenses that are bad, like bad debt, for example, high credit cards, I mean, especially right now, this is just unnecessary, right? So what are you doing to make a difference in adding more money in your pockets versus spending more money on 20, 30% in hidden fees or interest charges that you know might be there? And if you're going to be paying the minimum on some of these things, it's just going to take forever. And you're spending way too much time and effort in areas where it's just not going to make sense long term. So the time value of your money is very, very, very important. And we could do a review on this. Let's stress test it. Let's make sure we're following what's called a smart money and see if there's any room for improvement.
All right. So speaking of stress, let's talk about risk level and tolerance. We know that those should be evaluated periodically, maybe not annually, but periodically, because your tolerance for risk can change over the years. We know that. How do you sit down with your clients, Peter, and help them understand their own personal risk tolerance and then what that tolerance looks like? Does it match what they're doing financially leading up to retirement?
Yeah, so this is an interesting conversation because I could talk about risk for like an hour. And this is so important to understand this because I personally believe that the average individual doesn't truly understand risk.
Right.
They don't truly understand risk. And believe it or not, it's one of the first things that we look at when it comes to planning. Because at the end of the day, if you do not understand risk and if you're taking on too much risk, you can actually destroy your nest egg. All right. And if you take on too much risk in the beginning of years and you have damaging beginning years, believe it or not, you're going to have damaging ending years. It's called a sequence of return risk. So these things are real, especially when you're relying on certain areas of your plan to bring in income. All right.
Yeah.
If you took on way too much risk and that happens to go down too fast or too much, and you're still taking income from that asset class, and then an asset class is trying to recover, and you're still drawing down income from that asset class, it's not going to wind up good. Okay. So this is why we talk about risk. We talk about planning. We talk about your spend down strategy and where it comes from. But understanding risk in your plan, you have to give yourself a success rate. And that's what we do when we do what's called stress testing.
And you know what? You just brought us to our final point here. Identify your assets and set your financial goals. Here's the important sentence here. Be clear about the purpose of each asset and how it will be used. That's when you help clients figure out a spend down strategy. Peter, where are all your assets and in what order should you start drawing that money down?
100%. What order should you spend it down? What has to come out, required minimum distributions? What can be passed on this to beneficiaries or spouses, the fastest, most tax efficient way?
Yes.
This is a plan, okay? This is not about let's try to figure out the highest, best risk rate of return investments out there in the
right.
world. No, that's not what that is. You graduated that area. That stage is long gone behind you. Maybe that's really for your children. But we're talking about planning today. We're talking about understanding a written financial plan and how it communicates with you, not your neighbor, not your best friend, not your cousin, your aunt, and your uncle, how it communicates with you to make sure you are successful, not just going to retirement, but most importantly, going through retirement. So Dana, we have the Modern Money book here available. I want to hand out some free copies. I have
a couple
of hard copies here in the office. I think we should mail them out for the first couple of callers that do call in. And give us a call, 1-800-880-8079. I have some copies here I want to mail out to you guys. And when you do call in, please make sure you communicate with us properly with your first and last name, of course, your address. And we'll communicate with you guys to make sure we are sending out a copy to you as fast as possible.
Modern Money, retirement in any economy, that book can be yours. Yes, even this economy. Call 1-800-880-8079 for your free copy. We will send it right out. Or go to the website, pcbfinancial.com. Peter, always a pleasure breaking these very important topics down with you each week.
Always a pleasure. Until next time.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
It's Uncle Sam, and he wants some of your retirement money. Like it or not, you're gonna owe taxes on your 401k. When retirement comes knocking, so does the tax man. The good news is you may be able to reduce your tax bill with some strategic planning. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group are here to help. You'll work together to craft a plan that is designed to help make sure you don't pay a penny more than you should, because you deserve to keep as much as possible of what you've earned. Taxes are historically low right now, and we all know they probably won't remain this low forever. So call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial Advisory Group team before this tax-saving opportunity is gone. 1-800-880-8079. Don't give more than necessary to your favorite uncle. Call Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group now to schedule your 401k tax review. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital LLC. Firm does not offer tax advice.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hey, welcome on back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I want to remind everybody the phone number, 800-880-8079. And we're going to be giving out some free books, Peter. You're writing them faster than I can read them.
Let's do it and stick to the show. I don't know. At some point, we'll start handing them out, but make sure you are tuning in. We have a lot of great things to share with everybody.
Yep, that number 1-800-880-8079 or call if you'd like your copy. So with all of the uncertainty right now around Social Security and how that's going to pay out and when it's going to pay out, they took a look, Peter, at the 10 most affordable states that you can retire in 2024. So if you're concerned you might not have enough saved for retirement, there are some interesting choices out there when it comes to where you are going to plant yourself. And Peter, talk about this when you first sit down with your clients. One of the big questions in retirement isn't just how, but it's where. Where are you going to retire? And how do those conversations generally go with your clients? You're either looking to be closer to family, maybe be farther away from family. But I'm curious to the extent that people are now asking, where is the most affordable place to go?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. One of the biggest concerns we have when it comes to conversations, communication is, do they want to stay? Do they want to leave? What's stopping them? Majority of the time, it's stopping folks to leave the state is because their family's here and they got a lot of friends here and they're very comfortable in the environment. They know their way around. So that is primarily the only reason, the main reason why they would want to stay. Now, of course, they're not happy with the high taxes. They're not happy with the expenses. And so many people, for example, as of right now, so many people would much rather move to areas where it's more cost efficient, where the taxes are much, much lower. It's still, believe it or not, the areas where they move, that there's a lot of locals there. There's a lot of people that came from New York or New Jersey. So that's a good thing, right? But it comes down to family. And that's the one thing that is stopping people from moving.
So it's something to think about when you're making your list. Do you want to travel? Are you close to an airport? My goodness, that is an important consideration, Peter, for anyone retiring. How far away are you going to be from an airport? People like to travel in retirement, right? So they looked at the states. You know, we could get into the cities a little bit later, but they looked at the states, and I'm going to start with number 10, right smack dab in the middle of Dana Land. Number 10 comes in Kansas. And I can tell you, there, as far as housing goes, if you are close to Kansas City, which is in Missouri, but I live 22 years right along State Line Road, which splits Kansas and Missouri right down the middle, right? There are houses in the Kansas City area that are marginally affordable. And then Travis and Taylor live around the corner, if you know what I mean. I mean, it goes up to $25 million and higher.
Wow.
There is very expensive real estate in the Kansas City area, but also very affordable real estate if you get into some of the smaller suburbs. So I thought this was interesting. Number 10 is Kansas, followed right by number 9, the state of Missouri. And my God, Missouri is enormous. You know that, Peter.
Sure.
So that doesn't just mean Kansas City, but there are a lot of smaller places that you can look that are relatively affordable in both of those states. Followed by Wyoming, Oklahoma, then we get into the South. Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama. Number 3 surprised me a little bit. Number 3 comes in Indiana, followed by Mississippi, where my parents retired, down by Biloxi. Mississippi comes in at number 2. And listen to this, for I believe the second year in a row, according to Bankrate.com, for the second year in a row, West Virginia has come in as the most affordable state for retirement.
Wow.
And it's a whopper, Peter. West Virginia's cost of living is 9% lower than the rest of the country. 9%.
That's actually pretty amazing. And I'm also, number one, you notice Florida is not on the list.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where people are, let's go look at Florida.
We've been seeing that for years, right? We've seen Florida somewhere there. It used to be the top 5, then became top 10. And lately, I mean, the past year, I want to say year and a half, maybe 2 years. I don't know. I forget. We haven't seen Florida on this list. And it could be a number of reasons why, but we haven't seen Florida on this list. What I'm actually interested in here is why I don't see North Carolina on the list.
Yeah.
North Carolina. We actually had a handful of people the past year who moved over to North Carolina.
You did. Your clients moved to North Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, yeah, we had a handful.
Let's look at the metrics here, Peter. They looked at, as far as the state's affordability, I'd rather look at cities, to be honest, but this particular study is the states. The state's affordability ranking comes from low cost of living, low property taxes, and affordable homeowners insurance. That's going to wipe Florida right off the map, literally and figuratively. I remember telling you this, Peter. My parents were looking at Cape Coral. They were buying a house in Cape Coral. And
wow.
They had friends there. They knew that's where they were going. They had the neighborhood picked out in Cape Coral. And then a little something called Hurricane Ian came in. And Hurricane Ian didn't wipe Cape Coral off the map, but it smacked it off that lily pad it's sitting on. And they have friends down there that have had such an enormously difficult time rebuilding, getting the insurance to, you know, those events a couple years ago nearly bankrupt some of the insurance companies.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how they ended up going from Cape Coral, because their house literally was no longer inhabitable, to Biloxi. And I'm guessing that's why Florida is not on some of these most affordable states to live in. The homeowner's insurance can be astronomical depending on where you live.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I have also heard that some homes or some people, they can't even get insurance in Florida. There's so many companies that do not even want to insure.
There were a couple of companies that just packed up and said, we're done. We're out.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to cover you till the end of your term. And then we're not going to do it again. I thought, God, is that even legal? But apparently they can.
That's scary.
So when they talked about affordability, let's look at this. It says affordability does not necessarily mean best. And that's important. Most affordable does not necessarily equate to best. And listen to this retirement expert by the name of Carrie Hannon, because I love this. She says, you might live somewhere that is beautiful, but maybe it's very remote and the nearest hospital is an hour away. What if you have to be helicoptered to transport if something happens? And this gets me back to the airport. You know, public safety, of course, has to be very, very important and top of mind. But if you want to travel, as I would in retirement, it doesn't make a lot of sense for me to live 2 or 3 hours away from an airport, right?
Correct.
So you factor all of those things in, Peter, when you sit down with your clients. You actually test this and factor all of those things in. How often do you want to travel? Where do you want to live? How much money are you going to need to actually live the retirement you want to live?
You know, this is what we tell folks, because so many people, they just don't know where to go.
Right.
Right. And I believe we spoke about this in the past a couple of times. You have to park yourself somewhere for a few weeks, temporarily. Go see if you like the atmosphere. Do the research on the population. Is it increasing? Is it decreasing? Look at the history in regards to taxes. Look at the expenses. What's the average home going for? Can you pay it off so you don't have as much debt anymore, if it makes sense? But all of these things, it's very, very important that you're happy. And I'm going to share a story with you.
Yeah, please.
I happen to know someone, a friend of mine, who retired, and they wind up going to Florida, for example, and they never stayed in Florida for too long, but they traveled throughout the years and they loved it. They go to Florida, June comes around and starts to get very, very hot, uncomfortably hot. And they told me, they said, Peter, we do not leave the house. Because it's just too hot. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. We don't like it. The humidity is too high. So what happened all summer is they stayed home all summer because it was very, very uncomfortable. These are things that you have to look for. The weather, the environment. Yes, cost is expensive. Taxes is important. You have to make sure the atmosphere is comfortable for you. So these are all things you have to make sure you are parking yourself, whether you're traveling around the country or the cities or you're flying there. Stay there for X amount of weeks and try to figure out what would make sense. Give yourself a bucket list.
Well, you know that's true in places like Scottsdale, Peter, which is crazy, can be crazy expensive. But during the hottest months of the summer, you're not leaving your house. I mean, you know, and so you do have to factor that. So I've got friends who have places there, but they stay there 6-7 months out of the year or 5 months out of the year and then find a better climate for those scorching months, Arizona.
Arizona is beautiful. I mean, I spoke to a few people in Arizona. It wasn't that bad this past summer. And this past summer was pretty hot.
They'll tell you it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's a dry, that's what they'll say. But I also heard it's beautiful. I mean, I always wanted to go there myself. I'd never been there before. I want to go to a couple of places. I want to travel there. But I know some people who live there and they love it. They really do love it.
So I guess, do most clients come to you, Peter, knowing exactly where they want to go and how they're going to get there? Or is it, let's sit down, look at the numbers, and you tell me where we can afford to go?
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Like, how can we afford it? Does it make sense? What's the big difference? We might want to travel back and see family, so we're not that far. So there's a lot of pros and cons. There's a ton of them. But just remember, this is the next chapter in your life, right? Where do you want to park yourself so you don't have to move again? And this is why I say, stay there for a couple of weeks. Stay there for a month. You could do Airbnb, I'm sure.
Yep.
Stay there for 2 months and try to figure out where you think, for example, when will it be the hottest so you are comfortable and you understand it versus when is going to be the coldest and where is it going to average out? I mean, you have to be comfortable with the weather just as much as being comfortable with the costs and expenses.
I love it. And the number to call is 1-800-880-8079. Let's give away a book, Peter. People can text book to that number, correct? 1-800-880-8079. And we'll shoot you out a copy of one of those. You have been working so hard to add and massage and I don't want to say change, but there's so much new information out there, Peter, that people need to keep up with when it comes to retirement. And that's what you have to do with your book. And you have done with your book so that people listening have the most updated information possible.
Absolutely. I have another one coming out in a couple of months. Hopefully I should be done with it. And there's a lot of great information that's actually more focused on income planning, but give us a call for the most recent Modern Money book. I got a couple of left. We'll have to place another order. And this will be a complimentary mail out. If you have any questions, definitely give us a call as well. 800-880-8079. Or check us out on the website at pcbfinancial.com. It's pcbfinancial.com.
1-800-880-8079. You can text book to the body of that phone number and we'll shoot you out a copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, or go to pcbfinancial.com. We are back with so much more straight ahead.
Do you need help ensuring any remaining assets that you've worked so hard to create are distributed to your beneficiaries in the most tax-efficient manner? Why not have a chat with Peter? Call 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079 to talk to Peter.
Does your money need to get a job? You've worked hard for it, and it should work hard for you. Lazy money is just sitting there, not earning its keep. If you have lazy money lying around, call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 1-800-880-8079. You might have lazy money lurking in a savings account collecting very little interest, or in an old 401k that you haven't checked on in years, or maybe it's in a CD that could be earning more. Wherever your lazy money is, it's time for it to stop underperforming and to start carrying its weight. Peter Bombara and his team can help you find ways to put your money to work. Call them now at 1-800-880-8079. You could be leaving a lot of money on the table by allowing it to sit on the couch. Get your lazy money a job today. Call 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes, you need to plan for them. Give Peter a call to see what tax opportunities you could take advantage of. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with our good friend Peter Bombara, president of PCB Financial Group. Want to remind everyone the phone number is 1-800-880-8079, or check him out on the web, pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com. What a little conversation here, Peter, if we could, about the things people need to be looking at on that to-do list. And it doesn't have to be extensive. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. But the to-do list really for people that are looking at retiring, coming up, if you are thinking about retiring, there are some things that can put you in a better position as we head into 2025. And one of the big things is, Peter, take a look under the hood. I know you do this for people. If you have not checked on your retirement plan or portfolio in what, a year, 2 years, Peter, you like people doing that once a year, twice a year. Just take a look at how things are going.
Oh, yeah. You want to be able to look at it consistently because things change, right? Especially when you get towards the end of the year. Have you maxed out your 401k, maxed out your Roth IRA? Have you paid off certain debt? Can you get certain expenses out of the way? Can you save even more outside of your saving investment account? So you want to make sure you're doing this ongoing. It's not a set it and forget it kind of investment setup. I want you to make sure you are tweaking these things over time, especially when it comes towards the end of the year. What can you do differently to maximize your taxes, your tax savings, maximizing your investment returns, maximizing what you're saving and putting away? So these are all things that are very, very important, especially when it comes to communication.
Let's talk about the RMDs, because we know if you're age 73 or over, that deadline is knocking on the door for taking required minimum distributions from tax-deferred retirement accounts. That's that 401k that's been sitting there your whole life. The government wants its tax money, Peter, and they want you to withdraw that. But I don't know that it's as simple as just, you know, making sure you pick up the phone and ask someone for that money December 31st. I've had some analysts tell me there's some lead time there. You can't just pick up the phone, whether you're calling Vanguard or whoever's in charge of your plan, and saying, hey, can I get that money today? I would start really thinking about those things now.
Yeah, 100%. And one thing I definitely do not recommend is just calling up and say, hey, my required minimum distribution is, I don't know, $10,000. Please send me $10,000. I do not recommend that, because there should be a game plan around your required minimum distribution, and also making sure you understand where the best place to take it versus other areas where it may possibly not make any sense. As long as you take out your required minimum distribution, you're good, but you're able to strategize around this plan, okay? So make sure you just don't call up and ask for the number. Make sure you are strategizing and planning around your required minimum distribution.
Here's the other deal. If you are of the age where you can take those RMDs, Peter, you can apparently use those distributions to refill your cash reserves, your cash bucket. How do you tell people to handle that? If I'm flush with retirement money and I have to take this required minimum distribution, do you have those people, your clients, do you have your clients take that money out in a trickle? Do you take it out all at once? Do you have them use that for cash reserves, or do you have them use that as monthly living expenses? That's something you have to figure out with all of your clients.
That's correct. All the above. Everybody's different. We have folks who want to take it right around the summertime, because that's when they go on vacation. So they use this money for their vacation. We have folks who want to take it on a monthly stream of income because they want a part of their monthly expenses. We have folks who just wait until the last minute at the end of the year to make sure they understand how much they spent, what accounts to take it from versus others. So it's a personal preference, and it should be. Everyone should be unique in their own way, and this should be customized based upon when you want to take it, how you want to take it, and it should be a strategy. So don't get too comfortable in this area, because if you take it the wrong way, you could be leaving a lot of money on the table. So this should be a game plan where you should be reviewing consistently every single year, because these things could possibly change. And when it comes to making sure you have enough money in your emergency fund, you have enough money in your liquidity areas, you know, these asset classes, you want to make sure it doesn't get too low. And a rule of thumb is monthly expenses. If it's not fully liquid over a 6-month period, if it's not fully liquid in your bank account, your savings account, then you need to make sure you increase those dollar amounts to make sure it is fully liquid at that point. So there's a number of different ways how to take it. And it's also making sure you are covering all areas, especially when it comes to retirement.
You know, one of the things I know you sit down with your clients and talk about is the cash flow coming in and the cash going out. Look at your spending. How important is it, Peter, when you sit down with people to get that number right, that monthly budget number? People don't like the word budget. I know I hate the word budget. But to get a real firm grasp on what you think you are going to spend in retirement, especially those first 10 years where you are traveling, getting all of those bucket list items checked off of your list, how important is it to look under the hood once a year, twice a year, and make sure the money you have coming in is aligning with the money you've got going out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then this is all part of your spend down plan. This is all part of not just understanding what the requirement of distribution is. It really actually starts before this. It starts when you're first trying to figure out retirement, how much income you need to draw down from, where you should be drawing down from first.
That's so important.
So, And some folks might have these retirement accounts, and then some folks might have these non-retirement accounts. And believe it or not, I see scenarios where people are taking the money from the wrong place first because they thought that was the right place. And sometimes it's actually not. So it's very important to make sure you are communicating with your plan, where to take it from, how to take it, what accounts you do not have to touch, because you don't have to touch all of your accounts. And of course, we know these rules are changing today. It's 73. They might be changing another rule in another 6 months to a year, but we don't know yet. But make sure you know what makes sense for you and your situation, and don't just follow the new rules going forward, because it might make sense to follow the older rules, especially when it comes to income planning.
Man, and let's talk about this, Peter, especially as we all march toward the end of the year. We haven't even mentioned healthcare. How much is it going to cost you in retirement just for healthcare? That maze can be a nightmare if you don't have somebody on your side like Peter here helping you figure out which plan, why. Spouses' plans can be vastly different. That can be very complicated for folks.
Yeah, healthcare is very serious. It could be costly. And when it comes to income planning, even the required minimum distribution, you want to make sure you're not just planning for today, you're planning for way down the road. And I know we don't have a crystal ball on this, but we have to be able to plan for somewhere in the 80s or the 90s for most folks, especially when you have some kind of longevity. But keep in mind, if it's two people, if it's a husband and a spouse,
yeah,
and you're trying to figure out this income plan, don't forget, when one person eventually passes away, there's going to be loss of income somewhere, whether it's a loss of a Social Security paycheck, possible pension paycheck, who knows? There's going to be major changes when it comes to income planning and also spouse deduction for taxes and filing single versus joint. There's a lot of changes down the road, which can be very expensive, and losing an income paycheck from a pension or Social Security can also cause a major problem. So this is exactly why we talk about on the show planning when it comes to retirement. Don't do it last minute. Try to give yourself some room for it. But it's so important that you are covering all areas. And it's not just investments. It's not just income planning. It's healthcare, it's taxes, and it's so on. There's so many more moving parts around this plan.
Well, charitable giving, we haven't even talked about that, and all of the various reasons you can and should do that in a specific way toward the end of any calendar year. And then also a legacy plan, Peter, you help all of your clients with that. You know, I've always joked, I want to get to the finish line sliding into home base with 10 cents in the bank. And if that's you, if that's you, Peter, we'll help you do that. But if you want a legacy plan, you have two children, three, four, you have grandchildren, you have charities in mind that you want to leave something to toward the end of that journey for all of us, that's something that needs to be carefully thought out and planned out as well.
Yeah, definitely. And even when you're trying to figure out your wills, should you have a trust? What are the pros and cons? I mean, these are things you really should not be waiting last minute for. Especially if you're in the medical field, you and I both know the importance of having the basics on hand, like medical power attorney and health directive and financial power attorney. These are very, very, very important areas that some people, even or not, they forget. And if you have an old will, 10, 15 plus years old, you might want to just do a checkup on it. We don't obviously do that. We can review it, but we are not an attorney, but we can provide one for you. But it's so important to make sure you are communicating with this in your estate plan around your investments, and also making sure you're communicating this with your children or whomever the beneficiaries are.
You know, one of the things I like to remind people, I think for most of us, and if you look at your friends and your colleagues, everyone understands the importance of saving, how to save. There's a lot of help when it comes to that. And some people would say, Peter, I can save myself. I've signed up for a 401k at work. I've got some cash reserves. I've done all of those things. I think when it comes to spending what you have saved, that seems like it should be the easy part. The saving is the hard part. How to spend it should be the easy part. And I think you would say, Peter, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, no, I agree. 100% agree. And this is why I think, even like right now, towards the end of the year, I think as everybody starts to gather around, you know, the holidays and some of these topics, believe it or not, they actually come up when it comes to investment. Investment topics come up. So these are things maybe if it's the right timing to make sure that there is a goal set for the new year. And one of those goals could be, I want to make sure, you know, my beneficiaries or my children, they know what's going on, what they have in place.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to give them the exact dollar amounts, but at least you have an idea of a direction.
Yeah.
Give them a direction or give them, you know, a business card or Peter's business card and say, hey, this is who you speak to in the event something happens. But these are just simple things that people do forget that they should be covering.
And I know you've probably gotten to the point, Peter, where you have helped grandparents, you have helped their children who are now adult parents. And then sometimes parents pick up the phone and say, look, I've got a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old who needs some direction. Heck, you will help them too. It is not too early to get started. 1-800-880-8079. Call 1-800-880-8079 or go to the website pcbfinancial.com. And Peter, I know you got some copies of your book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. You will send those out. People give you a call, 1-800-880-8079.
Absolutely. And check out the website, pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com. If you missed a radio show, we do archive them over time. So definitely check it out at pcbfinancial.com.
Always a pleasure, Peter. We'll talk to you next week. Everybody, make it a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's Uncle Sam, and he wants some of your retirement money. Like it or not, you're gonna owe taxes on your 401k. When retirement comes knocking, so does the tax man. The good news is you may be able to reduce your tax bill with some strategic planning. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group are here to help. You'll work together to craft a plan that is designed to help make sure you don't pay a penny more than you should, because you deserve to keep as much as possible of what you've earned. Taxes are historically low right now, and we all know they probably won't remain this low forever. So call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial Advisory Group team before this tax-saving opportunity is gone. 1-800-880-8079. Don't give more than necessary to your favorite uncle. Call Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group now to schedule your 401k tax review. 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Firm does not offer tax advice.